Each group has a grid space up here. I've got tape. So group one, you're first, second, and third. Group two, you're first, second, and third. Let's take a look at the ideas that you've generated and how you ranked them. Put the tape on the chalk tray.
Conceptually, I put it in a smaller plate right next to the main plate.
Traditional.
But on there, you can put it in like order now, the call to actions.
Traditional.
Secondary now.
Probably the circular, I think that's fine. It's interesting.
So if you own main menu, and you can have more plates.
Okay, this is my third favorite. I'm just gonna say that.
That's what I'm thinking, that's the one that's.
Because I think it's too structured for them.
Yeah, that's what I should do.
So if you've got them ranked, put them up in your groups in rank order.
Yeah.
But I think they would end up.
So don't.
We can always say.
Give what you like and hope that they'll pick it.
You'll take this one and you'll like it, darn it.
I know. I was wondering if I'm only allowed to pick one because I'm going to.
You can double dip, go ahead. If everyone got a ticket.
The tape's in the chalk tray, so just put them in rank order, 1, 2, 3, according to your group number. And then you might as well stay up here. We'll stand and take a look at the ideas in a moment. And just talk generally about the experience for a moment. And hopefully it wasn't the most boring way ever to spend your last class.
I think if nothing else, it really does show the value of brainstorming working together.
Yeah.
But you did homework in advance. You just didn't know you were doing it, right? We guided you through the general process of generate a ton of ideas. We used time constraints to make sure that you weren't filtering yourself too strongly.
And you let us get distracted for a moment.
Distracted you for a moment, yes. Then encouraged combination of ideas, and we did not do any ranking at all until the last moment. Okay, we have consensus?
Yes.
All right, tape them up. Group two, rank order, 1, 2, and 3.
We're ranking ours differently now.
A, B, C.
Safe, conservative, slightly pushing, and then out there.
And then out there. Which is how we often will look at things anyway, right? Okay. Come on up. Let's take a look at what's going on here. So first off, as an exercise, what we've done over the course of the past week was set up for an entire brainstorming episode, right? So last week you got a homework assignment. You didn't know it was going to be for brainstorming, but you got an assignment in which you were asked to identify problems and propose some solutions. So you thought about it in advance. Then we came in, we talked about the whole different process. We kind of opened the can of beans and told you in advance what was going to happen. But then we used urgency, time constraint, for getting you to generate many ideas and to try and release some of the filters of, no, I can't put this down, right? There was time pressure, rush. I need to get 6 or more out there. Introduced a little bit of incubation and distraction to get you not thinking about it for a moment. Then to come back and look for commonalities and uniqueness, and then we encourage a combination exercise. How do we merge ideas? How do we extend our ideas? And it wasn't until the very last minute that we actually got around to the idea of ranking, right? So what we've done is sort of like a miniature version of 10-3-1. Identify the problem, come up with tons of ideas, keep narrowing them down, refining, learning from them. And if we were to continue this another step further, we would basically take like the top ideas from multiple groups and we would look at opportunities for how do we learn and consolidate and improve. Chances are the idea that we would end up with would have a common-ish feel to it, right? It would be familiar to us. B, because we don't want to be completely out there on this site. It's a business site. It's for Han's Hibachi Restaurant. We don't want people to be alienated, lost, and confused. It's not a portfolio piece, it's a business site. So of course it needs to look familiar to people, but that doesn't mean that we can't employ some interesting bits around it. So if we want to get a volunteer from each of the groups, I'd like you to talk about two things. One, the overall design pattern that you selected for your number one choices. And two, what were the unique things that you chose to extend the more common ideas, right? So just talk about the general pattern of the preferred solution and then the unique stuff that you tried to apply. So group one, who's your designated?
Me.
Well, you can't sit or stand for long anyway, so we'll ask you to keep moving around. Okay. So, what's the overall design pattern? Why was it selected? And then what were the unique bits that you chose?
Okay, so obviously, probably everybody started with the nap at the top, unless you're really doing that for your sixth one. Like, you know that I can get that one in. So we all basically have that at the top, but when some of the ideas that we thought were interesting, these two are actually somewhat variations on each other. We did decide what the items should be to categorize them a bit, and we categorized them into home, menu,
location.
Thank you. Or delivery, catering, and about us. And then the idea for this one is an accordion type thing. If you're on the homepage, it is an opportunity to get these slide, and one of them is like coupons.
Okay.
Reviews, maybe. And like some sort of like maybe the
so are they like is, secondary nav kind of?
They're like harder to explain. They're kind of like banners that you can look through. Mm-hmm. And you know, like they won best restaurant now, that might be something that might want to promote, you know, right there. But they could also see, ooh, coupons, ooh, you know, whatever.
So sort of like a modified carousel meets accordion theme concept.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the idea then was to drill down. So for instance, if we went to menus, it would be like meat, seafood, vegetarian, drinks and dessert, that type of thing. Locations, Castro, Mission, Sunset, that
same
type
general
thing.
Idea.
Right, and the idea of being that you could present ideally some sort of, they have to fix their pricing better because this is the, you know, a problem in general. But anyway, the idea would be that they actually would have to.
Okay. So we're using the top level nav as the main sections, and we're using the accordion pane, carousel, drawer type thing as facets or sub nav or categories or something like that. Okay. And what were unique things that you chose to try and extend your ideas? Like what was the stretch? What was the unique thing there, here, and here?
Okay. Well, here, this one is sort of a variation on this, in that this one's more like a cover flow where you're staying on the same page. But we noticed that, you know, they had pictures for a lot of their dishes. You probably could have talked about it. They had pictures for a lot of their dishes. And so we thought maybe the menu could be interactive where you click on the menu and it would, you know, there'd be little thumbnails at the bottom and that one would come up.
Okay.
Or you could also scroll through and you know, at the bottom would be meat, you know,
Fish,
blah, blah, blah. So that was sort of novel and took advantage of something different. This one,
your out there idea.
It's our out there idea. And
what was the unique thing though that you were that you tried to incorporate? What
well, believe the, it or not, the concept of well, I could be wrong. Food. I was going to say the concept of a plate.
Yes.
Okay. So being a bit more.
But I'm not doing it justice.
Yeah, so it's almost like you're looking for, this is a restaurant site, so let's treat the site as a plate. And we move around the plate, we put stuff on the plate. And so there's a certain metaphor that you're going for there. Okay.
Well, also, that one was really a response to their existing site, which was
quirky.
Quirky, you know, even the way they did their voice. And
Okay, so wanting to sort of keep a bit of the quirkiness to it, but still make it feel a little bit more structured.
Yeah. The first two is probably too high tech for them.
So we don't know that. Okay, group two, who's your spokesperson? All right, it's you. Okay, so once again, the general concept at the high level of the design that you think is most appropriate, and then what were the unique things you tried to incorporate?
Well,
We try to incorporate the quirkiness of the site. So for all of them, we had a sort of bowl and spoon kind of concept that was going throughout, but we sort of treated it a little bit differently in each of the ways. So in the first one, we sort of kept their navigation on the left, but we had this spoon that when we clicked on it, the sub-navigation would sort of, you know,
spill out. Like a ladle.
Yeah, like a ladle. Yeah. Drops of liquid that would be like.
And this is the non-out-there one?
Well, it's, you know, it's still, it's not.
You heard them laughing, right?
It's crazy, you know. Yeah. It's just sort of like they were still in a very consistent, pie. Standard place, you know, that they are already familiar with.
Okay, so the really the concept behind this one is a familiar navigation that has a little bit of a different graphical treatment and behavior to it. Right. Something that's not just click and open, but is foodie-ish, right? For food like. Okay, but what were some of the unique things you tried to incorporate in the others? So you mentioned that the idea of bowl and spoon sort of goes throughout.
Yeah.
Are there other unique things you tried to push on, incorporate, or merge?
On this one, we were just being totally interactive and having the
flaming bowl of noodles.
the hover state, when someone's clicking on the bowl button, it would burst into flames.
Maybe we could use that fire thing from
Flame
just goes around.
And as the flame is coming up, then the other sub navigation appears. Okay.
So I think we found a trend. Group two is definitely geared toward eye candy, not usability. How about the middle? This is another bowl?
Yeah, we have another bowl, but that was like more containing the logo. So we had got to the point where we were doing, I don't know. Was there anything interactive with the
a more sedate graphic treatment?
But we were separating their sections into, you know, different areas separated by the logo, and then calling out the order online.
Okay.
In a little different way. So maybe just a slightly different treatment of where the navigation buttons would be.
Got it. All right. Last two questions then. Round out the semester here. How many people would have thought of these ideas on your own? How many people feel that the whole process of combining and collaborating has led to something that is better than what you might have thought of on your own? Mm. Yeah, that's the goal, right? I mean, that was a loaded question. I knew you were going to answer that. because, I mean, really, throwing more brains at a problem, if they're all focused and working on the problem, is going to be generally more effective as long as you're all sharing a skill set and have a common goal in mind. So that's it. We are at the end of Information Design 2. There were some questions about interaction design in the spring, so I'd be happy to answer any of those that you have. In the spring, Information Design 1 runs at the beginning of every semester. So the first class starting in the spring will be Information Design 1. You've already suffered through that one. Interaction design is normally a 6-week class, but in the spring, because we're bumping up against the end of the semester and I have a conference in mid-May, we are doing it as a 5-week class. It starts earlier is the way they have it on the calendar. I was trying to get them to say, why don't we do like, and it's on Thursday, why don't we do like 5 Thursdays and 1 Saturday and just add an additional day in that way? And I don't think they could get their calendar and room schedule to work because they came back and said, we need to do it 5:30 to 9:30. So I need to figure out how to make it like meaningfully and manageably work in 5 weeks instead of
4 hours.
4 hours, like
three.
Take a dinner break or
right
something.
Right now you're saying this class is going to be, this class coming up is going to be 4 hours.
Yes, it's 5 weeks, 5:30 to 9:30 is the way they currently have it. If I were you, I would petition them and say, can't we please do it on 5 Thursdays and 1 Saturday and do it in 3 hours.
Well, you're missing so much if you miss a class. That's the thing.
Well, I just have to try and figure out how to redistribute the material. So it's a bit of a challenge to cover the same stuff. Yeah, but you can always send an email. You can always send an email and say, hey, I want to take this. Yeah, Afi. I want to take this, but I can't do it at 5:30 and suggest, you know, that we do it on Thursdays and one make up Saturday or something like that. Yeah. And then we can pick a Saturday right in the middle, so I'll see you on Thursday, see you on Saturday, and then see you on the following.
Yeah, it's better.
That sounds really feasible. Yeah. It sounds much better.
I would prefer that as well.
Well, I just can't even get off work at 5, you know, to get here by 5:30.
Yeah, I just get here to do that. So, but that's it. But the class itself assumes that you have taken Information Design 1 or have requisite experience in the field, so that you already know how to do the basic design docs and understand information and essentials of interaction design. We introduced you in this class to more web-based interaction design concepts. In the interaction design class, we go into different devices. You get to pick your own project, your own device. It is, in essence, green field or blue sky for you. So it can be phone, kiosk, digital device, toaster, microwave, whatever. I encourage people to go off web, but it can be anything you want. So if you want to do a TV UI and improve your TiVo or your Logitech review or whatever, you can pick that. And we'll get into other things such as gestural interfaces, natural user interfaces, organic user interfaces, input and output mechanisms, ambient devices, stuff like that. Things that are not just regular websites, but that are other challenges, other things we may be designing for.
And is it wireframes again, or you said you're...
It's a combination of things, but we end up with like wireframes, prototypes, sketches, conceptual diagrams, whatever it takes to communicate. But because it's also a project, we also get into... Each one of these classes introduces like a new early document. So in this class, we also have the idea of like a product charter or a project charter, like what is it, who's it for, how are we defining it sort of thing. To lay the groundwork, and then we get into the design exercises. And then, like the first class, interaction design also has a final presentation. So it can be a prototype, it can be wireframes, it can be a slide deck, it can be interpretive dance, whatever it takes. But the idea is that you show and communicate your project as a device, as an interactive device or interface at the end of the class.
To a usability test?
No, it's more like an art school type of conceptual presentation. And in the past, I've done things like pretend I'm a venture capitalist and I'm looking to invest in you and you're trying to sell me on the concept. And so you're trying to present it in a way that makes it sound like a feasible, viable product.
All right.
Okay. That's it. Any other questions, let me know. It's been a lot of fun working with you all this semester.
Thank you.
And I'll see some of you in the spring. Oh, and there's other